This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. This is the home of the Reformation line, the Salus, the militia, the Providence. I mean, goodness gracious. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Goodness gracious. Well, all of the... Let me turn this up a little bit. Oh, that's much better for me. With all the gibbering and babbling left... They wanted an impeachment, and now they're getting it good and hard. And to the surprise of no one who isn't a Blue City politician or a media hack or an insufferable Frito-Con sissy, the American people are not particularly impressed by the genius idea of replacing our president a year before an election because he allegedly expressed curiosity about why the coke-sniffing, stripper-impregnating, dead brother's wife trifling, Navy-rejected loser son of the vice president, Gropio, definitely not senile, scored a $50,000 a month gig on a Ukrainian gas board. And it's just drawing on some of them that maybe this impeachment brainstorm might not have been the bestest idea ever, ever, ever. They think the optics of the Schiff show, the hearings, they think those were great. And they weren't. They weren't great at all. Let's get a bunch of deep state suits to come and explain how the guy we elected to shake up the foreign policy elite's decades of utter failure is bad because he's shaking up the foreign policy elite's decades of utter failure. And then you have, that's Lieutenant Colonel Bratwurst. If you've been in uniform, you know that there's one of those guys in every unit. And the wise commander has him off inventory and combat boots, where he can't provoke the troops to hang him by his skivvies from the flagpole out in front of Division HQ. You look at this parade of smug, over-credentialed bureaucrats with delusions of competence and a track record of screw-ups, and to cite the popular meme, you realize that Trump was elected to fire these guys, to get rid of them, to bring somebody in that's better. Maybe you hear it in the Beltway. But you don't hear normal people out in America demanding, let these people rule over us unimpeded by our electoral choices. Because these are the same people who think your kid ought to die defending the Turkish-Syrian border, but tell you it's a crime against humanity to defend our own border with Cartelistan. Schiff did a predictably Schiffy job, so to salvage the smoking ruin, why not make the smart move and hand it over to the Judiciary Committee for more one-ism under the steady, not moronic at all guidance of the legendary legislative Oompa Loompa, Jerry Nadler, Democrat from Wonka Town. And let's start this all out with a bunch of leftist law professors. While this is happening, we'll see the home shopping and the bass fishing network's ratings go through the roof. Because it's not like the Dems gathered together all the most noted and renowned morons in the Democratic Party and got together to work out a solution to the question, how do we make this political new Coke even worse? Because no one is asking that question. Let's leave aside the fact that simple math makes this entire exercise as futile as a Weekly Standard writer staffer's Valentine's Day. Their eventual humiliation is assured in the Senate unless and until they get 20 Republicans to commit ritual suicide over Trump pointing out the manifest corruption of Touchy J and Lil Crackpipe. And they aren't getting 20 GOP votes in the Senate. Igloo Maverick Lisa Murkowski, maybe, but they probably won't even get Mitt Romney. At the end of the day, he might submit. He wet himself when Candy Crowley rebuked him. Do you think he'd dare stand up to the murder turtle? So where do these clowns go now that they've taken this thing so far and bored and annoyed all of America outside of the blue hell holes? Adam Schiff doesn't have to worry. In his district, Lennon would get a primary challenger from the left. So he's safe. So is Nadler, the human garden gnome, and so are so many of the left libs howling about Ukraine now that the whole howling about Russia thing nosedived. But we've got these purple district Democrats who got elected talking about unity and working together and how they would be independent and not Nancy Pelosi's puppet. That turns out to be a little different when Nancy's hand is up your puppet hole, making you say impeachment while your constituents are saying, what exactly have you done in D.C. for 2 years besides whine about Trump? And that's a good question. What exactly have they done? Well, it's a pretty easy answer, because literally nothing. The Democratic House has done zero things since they took over. The Mexico-Canada trade deal is sitting there, waiting, and they're whining because Trump dares to investigate the elite corruption. You look at the Democrats, they seem to think the biggest problem America faces is that Democrats do not have more power and that the only issue worth addressing is their deficit of authority. But having leftists powerless is not a bug, it's a feature. And you're starting to hear some rumblings, and this is where the problems come in. It's not about the diehard bases of either party, because we know which way they're going to break. It's the margins. It's the independents. And the margins, we're starting to hear rumblings from them about how this wasn't the stroke of genius the Congress jerks from West L.A. and Manhattan thought it was going to be. And the fact that it will invariably and inevitably end with a bored senatorial shrug is the perfect chef's kiss. The dealer is showing a king and the Dems have a three and a deuce. Time to double down. So, for the Democrats, this is going to end badly. It's going to be hilarious, and it's going to end badly. And in the meantime, as all of this is breaking, we're about to hear any day now about this ID report. We're going to hear about all these people that broke the law. It's going to be the biggest political scandal in history, and Trump is still going to be president. And Trump's going to get reelected president. Thank you, Democrats. I don't think there was ever any question that he was going to get reelected, but now I know he's going to get reelected. Even when you got Andrew Yang, who's trying to run against Trump, first he's got to get through the Democratic swamp where everybody knows your name, and then he can run against Trump, and he's out there saying this is going to lead to Trump being reelected. Everybody seems to know that this is going to end badly, except the Democratic leaders like Schiff, and, you know, the Oompa Loompa extra from, the Yellow Brick Road. And they're driving full speed into the brick wall. And Pelosi knows, which is why she's right behind them every step of the way. This is the proverbial dog who chases the car and then wonders what to do with it when he finally catches it just before the car backs up and runs him over. Okay. Sometimes the problem is not what you're asking for, it's that you get it. Then the problem begins. It seems like it compounds itself. No. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DesantisQuality.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's a very special kind of radio show that can run that kind of a bump. You have to actually pass an audition. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture
feature revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. The Democrats seeking their party's nomination to take on Trump in 2020, they currently exist in what I call the clown car atmosphere, with the field eclipsing at one time 24 declared candidates. There have been a few dropouts, Swalwell, Beto, now Kamala Willie Brown, side chick Harris, she dropped out. Currently, the number is becoming a little more manageable, although there will be others that are going to be, they're going to say along the way, like people are waiting on Michelle Obama. What is Michelle Obama's qualification to be president? Besides, she knows what the layout of the White House is, where the ladies' room is. What is it? Hillary Clinton, she's going around saying, people are begging me to get in this race. I would love to see you get in it, too. I'd love to see the same person lose a third time. But right now, like when Beto dropped out, the number was around 17. Then that jumped back up to 18 when former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick decided to get in on it. Then Kamala dropped out, but now we got Bloomberg. You see what I'm saying. And listen, these people that are doing these I see politicians looking to get to higher office, but these politicians that are doing this late charge, like Patrick and Bloomberg, I guess they're sitting there going, I don't think the voters have sufficient choice with only 15 candidates to choose from. So when we had Bloomberg file his Federal Election Commission form showing his intent to run, and in the meantime, in the wings, you've got the perennial presidential wannabe Clinton, who's still being discussed as a potential late arrival on the scene, it's been difficult to predict which candidates are poised to throw in the towel, even when it seems patently obvious to even casual observers that certain campaigns are simply destined to fail. I mean, Kamala Harris, the week before she pulled the plug on her campaign, she was spotted at a supermarket shopping by herself. And the cashier wished her luck and said, I hope you win. And according to the witness is a radio guy, she looked very pained, and she walked off by herself, carrying her groceries. When you've got a candidate and you don't have some followers hanging around with him, a little entourage, so here, let me get that for you, Madam President. That's not looking too good if you don't have enough money to help you go shopping and you're running for president at the same time. Usually, if someone consistently polls in the single digits or has trouble raising funds, that might be a sign that the candidate will drop out. But you need to remember that many of the Democrats right now that are running a vanity project as much as a legitimate campaign. They just dying for the attention. The old joke is that the most dangerous place in the world is the space between a politician and a microphone. That always comes to mind. All that said, we've noticed one possible trend when it comes to candidates about to drop out of the race. Some form of push for confiscating firearms from American citizens. That's their Hail Mary pass. Started with Eric Swelledhead, who was one of the first declared candidates and one of the first to quit. And his support for confiscating guns came even before he launched his futile campaign for the Democrat nomination. And that position seemed to be the only thing we ever heard from him regarding what he hoped to do as the president. Nothing about the economy, foreign policy, none of that stuff. Then, Beto O'Rourke, on the other hand, he had a number of policies he promoted, both during his failed effort to unseat Ted Cruz and his failed campaign to be the Democrat nominee. And his campaign for president never gained traction. And he should have known he was destined for another failure long before he dropped out on the 1st of November. Abandoning his campaign came after he apparently decided the primary theme of his drive to the White House, like Swalwell's, would be firearm confiscation. And he pushed this again and again and was even criticized by some of his fellow candidates and gun ban proponents for articulating this extreme position, because that comes later. And then he dropped out. So, with two advocates of confiscation now out of the race, are there signs others may share their zeal for disarming Americans that will follow? Before Kamala Harris dropped out, she told NBC News Harry Smith of her support for a mandatory buyback of AR-15s and similar semi-automatics. I hope they got a lot of money, because there's 18 million plus of those out there. Mandatory buyback is the euphemism adopted by the pro-confiscation crowd, because they know how much the majority of Americans loathe the idea of government seizing private property from citizens. Smith pushed for Harris to consider what would be done if only some of the millions of Americans who own AR-15s and other so-called blank assault weapons agreed to turn in their property. And she mentioned that she would have an incentive for people to turn them in. An incentive. I guess that's going to be door-to-door. Because the first incentive, presumably, is a promise of money. And Smith was basically asking what would happen if that incentive didn't work. Swalwell talked about nuclear warfare. Or Rourke believes that you just would have said, well, it's a law, we better follow it. So is the incentive that Americans should turn in their guns, is the incentive to avoid a visit from the police? But that's what she was pushing on her way out the door. How this goes for the rest of them, that remains to be seen. Some of these guys, like Spartacus, he's hanging in there. He should be gone. Spartacus should be gone by now. Yang should be quitting. Michael Bloomberg should quit. Even though I know he's got the money to stay in the race, he's not going anywhere. Nobody wants a micromanaging midget to be the president of the United States. Can't we decide what size soft drink to drink? Your Honor, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi is offended by suggestions that she hates President Trump.
And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me.
Pelosi speaking at a Capitol Hill briefing on Thursday, she continues,
I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time.
President Trump's approval rating is going up in a new poll during the impeachment inquiry. Rasmussen Reports has 52% of Americans approving of the job the president is doing, while 47% disapprove. The approval number is up from 46% last week, and the poll found that 38% strongly approve and 40% strongly disapprove. Former Secretary of State John Kerry is endorsing Joe Biden. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Goodness, where is this coming from? All of this hoarseness. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Let me explain to you what it means to be under a totalitarian, which I've never experienced. It's a little bit like the line in Terminator when Kyle Reese is telling Sarah Connor, no matter what you do, no matter what you try, it's never going to stop. It's going to keep, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it's never going to stop. It's going to keep coming at you until you are dead. Now, with gun grabbers, the big problem here is not so much that they don't want there to be guns. They don't mind guns. They don't want you to have guns. That's what they mind. So, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what they especially no matter what they tell you, or even the stuff they put forward, that's never the end. That's never going to be the end result. That's never going to be the end of it. So when seeking to pass whatever the anti-gun flavor of the month is when it comes to gun legislation, they're always going to claim that they're only seeking reasonable solutions. And they often claim that if just one more marginal restriction on our rights is enacted, everything stops. All the bad things stop. If we had universal background checks, there'd be no more school shootings. Our children would be safe. Now, I said earlier that the House of Representatives hadn't done anything. They did do a couple of things. They passed two anti-gun bills through the House of Representatives. That fight involved what gun control supporters frequently claim is the most reasonable of all gun control laws, H.R. 8, the so-called universal background check. But there's nothing reasonable about a bill that takes a law-abiding gun owner and then turns them into a criminal for what is essentially harmless conduct. And it does nothing to stop a violent criminal who's actually responsible for the crimes often used to justify these laws. They never go after the criminal. They always come for you. The way H.R. 8 was put together. I just did a video. Son went with me. Went to my friend Mark's house to shoot at his range. And I let him shoot a few of the guns, and I let my son shoot a few of the guns, and based upon H.R. 8, I'd be a felon. Because H.R. 8, if it were to become law, it would make the simple act of handing a firearm to another person a federal crime. Now, to be sure, there are exceptions, but they are so narrowly written that common and well-intentioned firearm transfers would still be crimes under the bill. Let a friend borrow a rifle to go hunting? Federal crime. Give a gun to a female neighbor who is a stalking victim. Federal crime. Selling a firearm to your own brother, mother, sister, husband, dad. Federal crime. That's not reasonable. There's no world in which that is reasonable. There's nothing reasonable about turning a gun owner in any of those examples into criminals. But even worse, the anti-gun researchers have already found that expanded background checks are ineffective. My goodness. 2018. Researchers at UC Davis, who were subsidized by California taxpayers to study gun control, and at Michael Bloomberg's own school at Johns Hopkins, found that California's expanded background check law didn't reduce firearm homicides or suicides. Scratching my head right now. That finding was consistent with a review of past studies on expanded background checks by the RAND Corporation that found that evidence of the effect of private seller background checks on firearm homicide is inconclusive. Based with this evidence, the gun control lobby's own witness testifying on H.R. 8 admitted that expanding background checks was not really the ultimate goal of those supporting the law. During the testimony, Robin Thomas, the executive director of the Giffords Law Center, stated H.R. 8 is absolutely the right first step. I think once H.R. 8 is passed, there's a number of steps that the Congress can take to adequately address and reduce gun violence in America. That didn't take very long to find out what those other steps would be. Only one day after an anti-gun majority in the House of Representatives passed H.R. 8, they took up and passed H.R. 1112. This bill would flip the American concept of innocent until proven guilty on its head, at least when it comes to a law-abiding American, exercising the 2A right to acquire a firearm. This would eliminate a provision in current law that gives an option to federally licensed gun dealers to proceed with the sale if the FBI does not respond to the background check within 3 days. Under current law, FBI has to say yes or no within 3 days, and if they don't say yes or no, then you get the gun. That's a check on power. This bill would grant the FBI blanket, authority to indefinitely delay lawful firearm transfers. And an indefinite delay on the purchase of a firearm by someone who's not actually prohibited from purchasing a firearm, this is not reasonable. But anti-gun lawmakers in Congress have not stopped with just these reasonable proposals. In September, the House Judiciary Committee again moved gun legislation that proponents describe as reasonable. They took up H.R. 1236, the federal version of extreme risk protection orders, red flag law, gun violence restraining order, whatever you want to call it. I call it the Minority Report menagerie, whatever you want, however you want to put it. The problem with this concept is that this is flipping the innocent until proven guilty standard to guilty until proven innocent. At the state level, this allows confiscation before the gun owner ever has a chance to tell their side of the story. And this is all of this is just the beginning of the reasonable solutions passed by the anti-gun leadership. At the same hearing, they took up H.R. 1186, which would ban magazines that would hold up to 10, you know, over more than 10 rounds of ammunition. This has been promoted for decades, and it doesn't work either. Ask Elliot Rogers, Democrats. You know, the Isla Vista guy. He lives in California where they only have 10 round magazines. He didn't break that law. That was one that he did not break. He just bought 41 of those, 41 10 round magazines. 410 rounds with that kid. So, and they passed that bill too. And 2 weeks later, Gerald Nadler was at it again. They went after the AR-15, and this was H.R. 1296, reimagining the failed federal assault weapons ban. And the proponents of the ban ignored the study that exposed the ban's failure. This time they also ignored the testimony of Diana Mueller, who's been a guest here. These guys are not seeking anything reasonable. Taking away your freedom and your rights, when is that reasonable? Pramila Jayapal, Democrat from Washington, she described a tapestry of laws her party will try to pass. This is if all of these other ones pass. They're not done. They're never going to be done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. When I was a kid, my favorite football team was the Chicago Bears. My favorite football player was Dick Butkus, middle linebacker, number 51. I actually got to watch him play for quite a bit before he finally retired. I'll never get to go to that city. I've never been to that city, so I'm never going to that city. I'm not going to that city for a few reasons. I talked last night about what bail reform has done for that city, and I gave you a few examples last night about how well that's worked out for everybody. But what you have now in Chicago, whereas in Baltimore, basically, Gaia is taking back over Baltimore, and the rats are evolving into an apex predator there. In Chicago, it's civil order that's slipping away, which will lead towards a dystopian state where personal safety cannot be taken for granted, and property will have to constantly be guarded from marauders willing to use force to take it away. Chicago is a great city, and these progressive policies are killing it. I mean, Chicago should rightfully be considered one of the crowning glories of American civilization. They're the city that invented the skyscraper, the capital of the Midwest, and the crossroads of the nation. But now bail reform has led to convicted felons arrested for new offenses being allowed to roam the streets on no bail or bail lower than the cost of the sneakers worn by the perpetrators. Like Israel Villegas, he was charged on October 2018 with murdering a 22-year-old man in Cicero, which is a Cook County, Chicago suburb, while Villegas was on affordable bail for his fifth illegal gun case. Villegas shot Diomar Rangel 6 times in the chest during an argument. 6 times in the chest. Wow. Police tracked him down and witnesses identified him as the shooter, according to the prosecutors. According to court records, he was free on a $250 deposit. $250 deposit bond. That a judge said after prosecutors charged him with his fifth felony firearms violation and obstruction of justice. He was supposed to be on electronic monitoring at the time of the murder, too. Now, how bad is it in Chicago? You know how, like, when I was a younger man, you would see ephedrine sold on, like, a little stand right next to the cash registers. Now, that's under lock and key, as is, Benadryl. And a few other things, because that's, you know, those are used to make illicit drugs. So, used to be that you could go get razor blades, but now they're under lock and key. It used to be you could pick up a watch and look at it, and that's under lock and key. And all of that is because these things are really easy to shoplift, or in the case of ephedrine and Benadryl, it was, and I have no data at all to tell you how many meth labs have been thwarted because of that write down your name and tell me who you are thing. But, you know, that's they decided to do something. In Chicago, in certain stores, they have to keep the men's underwear under lock and key. Yeah, you want to look at those Hanes? Let me get a manager over here to unlock that for you. And I don't know about you, but when it's getting so bad that the fruit of the looms have to be, they're a controlled item, things are going sideways. Did you know that the FBI never completes hundreds of thousands of gun background checks each year because of a deadline that requires it to purge them from its computers, despite a report that raises alarms about the practice? I mean, they've been known about this since 2015. This was obtained by CQ Roll Call, which has not been previously published. It shows how the FBI still struggles to complete background checks 4 years after a breakdown in the system contributed to a shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm getting real tired of hearing that. I said that so you could hear that I'm real tired of hearing about that. They have in place a mechanism to go get a gun that a prohibited person picks up. And if they were at 65, I think it was day 65 when Dylan Roof finally went out there and did his rampage killing. So it was more than just the background check. It was a complete gun control breakdown is what it was. The background check system failed utterly. The recovery system failed utterly. So there's a lot of things going on there. So a 2015 internal report from the FBI on what went wrong in that case recommended ways to decrease the number of background checks that take longer than 88 days. After that point, they have to purge checks from their computers. That year, the Bureau processed more than 8.9 million checks and never completed 200,360. That number rose in 2016 and 2017 before a slight dip last year when the FBI processed 8.2 million checks but did not complete 201,323. All told, the FBI did not complete over 1.1 million background checks from 2014 through July 2019. Since the data is purged, it is impossible to know how many of those people have purchased guns without a completed background check? Or how many purchases would have been blocked if the background checks were complete? W. Mullins McLeod Jr., who represents several families of the Charleston victims, said, based on this data, it would be illogical to argue that Americans are more safe today than they were in 2015. There's a lawsuit going on right now that has been happening in the background from the families of the Charleston victims who are suing the federal government because what they say was FBI negligence that allowed Roof to buy a gun. Now, the FBI said in a statement that they need accurate, complete, and timely information from other law enforcement agencies to complete a background check. And often they have to request incident reports or other records at the time of a check because they are not already in its databases. They said sometimes this information is not available. The agency doesn't respond or a response is delayed. The NICS section continues working the transaction until required by law to purge it from the NICS. So, the FBI can usually give the dealer an immediate answer, but it has to delay about 11% of sales to do more research. And when that happens, they have two big deadlines to contend with. The first big deadline is the 3 business days. After that, the dealer can sell the gun without a completed background check, though many large retailers have chosen not to. That's how Dylan Roof got his gun. Last year, 276,000 background checks took longer than 3 business days. In at least 3,960 of those cases, the FBI later determined that the buyer couldn't legally own a gun and asked the ATF to retrieve the weapon. Second big deadline is 88 days. After that, the regulations and policies require the Bureau to stop researching background check and purge the information from their computers. So this gives the first detailed look at how they struggle to meet that 88-day deadline. During the Roof case, they figured out how to look at checks that they could do quickly, and they didn't worry about the checks that took longer than 3 business days, and very little has changed since then. We are heading into hour number 2. We're going to, and this, you know, let's do another episode of Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.